Welcome to The Fight Guys, a show that takes a weekly look at the fight game. I'm Mystic Zach Hirsch, and together with my co-host, former UFC light heavyweight champ, and UFC Hall of Famer Sugar Shot Evans, we'll tell you everything you need to know about the biggest fights. This week, we recap Rolly vs. Isaiah Cruz and Sue vs. Fandora. The Fight Guys is presented by BetOnline. Now, The Fight Guys. What's up, guys? Mystic Zach here. Welcome back to The Fight Guys. I'm here with my co-host, Sugar Rashad Evans. How are you doing?
Good, man. Real good.
How was your weekend?
Good, man. I was out in Jersey enjoying the fights. Some crazy fights.
Some crazy fights?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about
this Weidman fight.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on this?
You know, at first watching it, you know, I just felt as if, like, the eye pokes was definitely an issue. That goes without saying. But I felt the referee could have kind of cleared things up a little bit. You know, that the way that he left things, it was very confusing, because even after the fight was over, we didn't know it was going to be declared what it was until, you know, a little bit later on. So that the murkiness of that was definitely something that stuck in my mind. But also Bruno Silva, you know what I'm saying? Like the way he dropped down off the eye post, I don't know if, you know, it just made it hard for the referee to really see what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if the eye pokes was that debilitating that he just had to drop down, or was he just, you know, doing it for theatrics. But whatever the case may be, when you go in there, you got to protect yourself at all times. And if you do a movement like that, if the referee can't see it, then they got to make a judgment call based off of what they see.
Yeah, he filed an appeal. Would you accept it? Would you overturn this fight?
Yeah, I would, based on this fact, the fact that, you know, the fight ending sequence was based off the fact that his eyes, he couldn't see.
Yeah.
So I think you would have to overturn it on that basis.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. The eye pokes were really, really bad.
Yeah.
They seemed intentional.
But you know what? It's not intentional, but it was intentional in the fact that he kept his hands open like that. That was the intentional part, you know?
And he did it twice. He knocked him out with a 1-2 eye poke.
But you know, also what it comes down to is, like, a lot of people and a lot of fighters don't really train in their MMA gloves. So when they get on the MMA gloves, it's usually, you know, they had them on for, you know, they don't really wear them like they do the boxing gloves. So a lot of times, you know, you get a lot of bad habits.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of the bad habits that happens from wearing big gloves a lot.
I've never seen a 1-2 eye poke before.
It was crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I've never seen that level of eye poking, including Daniel Cormier.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But you know what? I felt bad because it kind of overshadowed what I felt was a great performance by Chris Weidman.
I didn't feel bad because afterwards he was like, well, you can't drop down every time you get poked in the eye. The fuck are you talking about?
Well, I can understand what he's saying right there, but yeah, it didn't hit the
Maybe
ears
don't
right.
go like this.
You won't
have a problem.
It didn't hit the ears right.
No. If you would have said, I understand the complaints, we can run it back.
Yeah.
And I felt really good in there. Let's do it again, Bruno.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been cool. But, like, the way he went about it, like, all arrogant.
Yeah, and especially
God, that was
the
bad.
Fact that Bruno kind of came in there wanting to get some payback for the Brazilian champions that he idolized, that Weidman has slain, you know?
Yeah.
And one in particular is Machida.
Yeah.
And he wanted to really go out there and to have a great performance on their behalf.
Yeah. I would say overturn it, rematch something.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to.
Yeah. He did look good.
Yeah.
Right?
He looked durable. Time. He looked durable. You know, he wasn't. And
no more USADA, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, defensively speaking, though, he looked good. He looked like he wasn't getting caught on no big. You got to be stopped, man. You got to be stopped.
That was a good start. No, I mean, I thought, like, athletically looked his best.
Yeah, he did.
Since before the injury.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's makes sense, though, with the recent stuff. So, yeah, we got to see a rematch. Rest of you ran back. The eye pokes were insane. You've got to train the MMA gloves. Would that be your suggestion? If that wasn't the strategy?
Just get more reps in with the MMA gloves. You know, ultimately speaking.
And I mean, I get it. You know, Weidman's new to the UFC and everything.
No, but ultimately speaking, what it comes down to is the fact that the UFC needs to do something about their gloves in general.
Of course.
You know, with Onyx, the glove company. Yeah, why not? Trevor Whitman, the glove company that Trevor Whitman has,
we've been saying this
Onyx,
for so long.
He designed a glove that prevents eye pokes, and it's just kind of been
slow. But we've been saying it for so long, and other organizations have adapted them. Like, what is the holdup?
I don't know.
There hadn't been, like, this level in a while.
Yeah.
But this is going to bring back the talks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was bad. Main event. I think a level shown in this fight. What was your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, definitely, you know, Ferreira definitely showed that she has the ability to be a force in this weight class. You know, I feel like she has it when it comes to her striking, her range management, her quickness, her explosiveness, even her ability to wrestle. You know what I'm saying? She kind of showed that she has the ability when she picked up Blanchfield and dropped her down.
Yeah,
I'm
very
like,
strong.
Yeah, she got some strength, and there was a big gap, and I felt as if like the gap was strength wise. It was technically speaking, but it also was just MMA IQ. I felt as if like Blanchfield, very tough girl, super tough girl, got a great heart, but she just lacked the ability to transition from striking to wrestling to really get a good shot off. And the whole night she was just reaching and really couldn't find a worthy penetration because the transition from going striking to wrestling, it just wasn't there.
Yeah, and we have yet to see a woman effectively wrestle from the outside, single legs, double legs, shoot takedowns.
Yeah.
It's always like clinch and then a trip or a judo throw.
Well, typically she does pretty well, but what she does is she's a better wrestler when she does that against girls, and she does it with more like that wearing them down, I'm going to just wear on you, and then eventually she starts to be able to land those shots. But even when she's landing those shots consistently against girls she's better than, she's throwing the shots without any coverage. You know what I'm saying? It's just naked fire. She's just diving in there for the shot. And she gets it, but sometimes when you're going against people at a level above, you get stuffed.
Yeah, who's bigger and stronger.
Yep.
Fiora looked really good. She's a very dark horse at 125. Number one contender for sure.
Yeah.
Now they're being held up with Ultimate Fighter, so I don't put her in a weird place.
It does, but if I was her, I'll just sit back and wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
I mean,
and just get
better. She's as deserving of anyone in the UFC for title shot.
Yeah, I'll wait and just get better.
Yeah.
You know, because there's still a lot to be shaken out. Because, look, you look at that weight class at 125, now those girls are tough. Even up to number 10 with Natalia Silva, who I think is probably one of the best girls in the weight class. Natalia Silva at 125, ranked at number 10. I feel she can compete with the top five in that weight class already. Now, you don't want to have to face somebody like that if you're already next in line who's got everything to gain. Yeah. And, you know, so you might want to just get better.
So she's going to have to sit for a while.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to do the entire Ultimate Fighter season. Then fight.
But that's even okay, too, because it gives her a chance to kind of let her body heal up a bit. You know, on this run, she put a lot of miles on her body just competing at the rate that she has.
Yeah. I. What would stop her from going up to 135 and winning that title?
Really nothing. I mean, you know what? Only thing that would stop her is really what we got to see shaking up at UFC 300 between Kayla Harrison and Holly Holm.
See, that could. But other, like, Raquel Pennington?
Yeah, that...
Would Raquel, I don't think Raquel has anything for her.
No, I mean, I think, you know, here's the thing about it. I think Raquel, it wasn't the most exciting championship fight, but I feel that she's going to get better the next time she goes out there and compete. She's going to look a lot better because when you become champion, you start to own it a little bit better. And I can see that just from following her on IG, just from seeing her around and hearing about how she's training now, she's bringing that championship level of training.
Now, she's the worst champion UFC history by far.
Come on, man.
What? It's
come on. True. Come on, man.
As of now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I guess we had that girl at 115, the Native American one, who didn't want to defend the title. What was her name?
I don't know.
Montano?
I don't know.
She won the Ultimate Fighter, and then she got scared and left the UFC. Whatever. They're both, like, competitive for that title. Boxing.
Yeah.
Boxing. Co-main event. Rolly versus Isaiah Cruz, the Pit Bull. This was all bad for Rolly.
You know, I felt, I was watching that fight, and I just felt myself just, my heart just feeling so bad for Rolly, man. I felt bad for him because he, you know, I kind of like Broly a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He's a bit goofy, and I like that about him. But you know, when it came to the fight, he just really had nothing for him. I mean,
nothing.
Technically speaking, it looked like he's gotten worse.
Yeah.
And I hate to kick a man when he's down, but it looked as if like he's gotten worse. And I say that because all night, for some reason, he kept his hand, the right hand, in an awkward position like this. And it looked, and it was kind of like there was this separation between his chin and his hand. And he kept it here. And he kept on doing this and kind of doing this, throwing an uppercut, the back uppercut, just naked. You know what I'm saying? Without throwing anything in front of it. Yeah. And Cruz was just blasting him with left hooks, overhand rights all night. It was bad.
I'm probably firing my manager and I'm probably firing my trainer.
Yeah.
Why do you not take the Ryan Garcia fight?
Yeah.
That fight was on the table. He passes it for this fight. Way worse matchup. Way less money. I don't get it. He could have beaten Ryan Garcia.
Honestly.
Especially with the way he's been talking and the way, who knows how he comes into the fight. This fight, he was dead from the start.
Well, so that is a fight that he needed in order to really parlay his career to even something that it may never be now. And I never, like I said, kick a man when he's down. But the truth of the matter is, I don't see the opportunities rolling in for him after that performance. You know what I'm saying? You always can have a bad performance and there is time to come back, but I don't know, man. It just didn't look like he didn't look good, man.
He still might be awkward for some people, but yeah, I did not look good at all.
No.
I just don't understand why he took that fight or why passing the Ryan Garcia fight. I don't get it.
It was too much of making it personal and not understanding what this is about. Yes, it's about fighting. Yes, it's about being a champion. But you know what else it's about? It's about entertainment, damn it. Give me a good dance partner. Give me somebody that's going to be able to bring the best out of me.
Yeah.
Physically speaking, verbally speaking, every single area. And that's how you build a legacy. People remember that about who you fought.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
But
not good.
No.
But Isaiah Cruz, now everyone thinks he's the best lightweight on the planet. He's not.
Yeah, he looked damn good.
He looked like a destroyer.
Yeah, he looked damn good.
People are saying Devin Haney is scared of him.
You're
taking it too far.
Yeah, that's too
far. If you could really box, that shit is not working the same.
Yeah, no.
But his style, when it works, looks great.
Well, I mean, he really had he had some work in front of him that wasn't that difficult for him to solve.
No, I don't think
in front of him.
Yeah,
and I hate to bag on Rolly like this, man, but Cruz just had his way, and he could do anything he wanted out there.
Yeah,
like he was fighting him long. He was coming in rolling and just hitting him with everything.
Yeah, it's not working against Devin Haney. It's not working against Teofimo.
But after the first round, when he had Rolly on ice, it was...
He's not even known as that big of a power puncher.
I know, but that left
hook... Like, he didn't hurt Tank at all.
But, you know, but that's the thing about it. Rolly kept on doing this. He kept pulling out, and he kept pulling out, like, with his hand like this.
Yeah.
Like, who... I don't know, man.
He's getting caught so clean now.
Yeah, so clean. Just tough loss.
Yeah. Main event, tougher loss. What the F was this fight?
Amazing.
Tim Zhu versus Sebastian Vendora. Vendora comes in 11 days notice, 6'6", southpaw. Massive difference from Keith Thurman, right? But
yeah.
Tim Zhu is gangster. He says okay.
Okay.
Fight starts. Tim Zhu is whipping his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one-sided. It's exactly how I expected it. Picked it on the fight guys. And then he runs straight into Fendora's elbow.
Yeah.
Creates a massive, massive gash on his forehead, a couple inches deep. Won't stop bleeding. The corner didn't have adrenaline. That was a fuck up.
Yeah.
Doesn't get stopped. I thought 100% was going to be a no contest. It was before the fourth round. They let this guy continue. He's got so much blood in his eyes. Fendora is bleeding from his mouth and the commentators are talking about how he might swallow blood, we get a war.
Yeah.
We get a war. A great fight, an instant classic.
Yeah.
But Fandora wins. But Fandora's manager comes out and says, we're going to honor the – we spoke about it. It wasn't the contract. We're going to give Tim Zhu a rematch.
I think that would be amazing. The fight was actually awesome. I thought Tim Zhu did a really good job.
Scary, though.
Of playing a counter game, because that's how he was able to really outstrike Fandora to begin. And he was playing a really good counter game. But then he got himself caught up after he got caught with that big elbow of just wading in. And that's when you really start seeing Fandora just start just tagging him. I know.
It's incredible he did as well as he did.
No doubt about it. But that's when you've seen Fandora really start just hitting him with those ones and twos and those punches that just started to add up on scorecards.
And credit to Fandora and his team for coming up with a great game plan.
Yeah.
Right? And utilizing the jab. Usually he's an inside fighter.
Yeah.
But the jab was probably mostly utilized because there was a massive gash in his head. But it's not like he actually elbowed him. He ran into his elbow.
Well, he
Weird fight.
It was good,
and it was
though.
Scary it was how much he was bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
He lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, like you've seen, they were both covered in blood. It was
cool, but it was bad. Yeah, and it was then the corners couldn't stop it. They didn't have the right things.
It was gruesome.
Yeah. I don't know. Just not having the rematch clause, not having the right equipment in the corner. Was he set up, Tim Zhu?
Well, you know, you never think that you're going to have a cut like that, right? But you would think that they would be able to.
You have the proper stuff.
Yeah, you have everything you need.
You bring this guy in 11 days notice, and for some reason there's not a rematch clause. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You had all the leverage. You didn't have to take that fight. How do you not get that in writing? Samson Lebakowicz said he's going to give him the rematch, but who knows? We'll see. Boxing, dirty game.
Yeah.
Dirty game.
But you know what, though? It goes back to what I was saying earlier about having that good dance partner.
Yeah.
You have somebody that you have fight of the year candidate already.
Yeah.
You go back and you do that again.
Yeah.
You know, that's how Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward became who they are off of what they did with each other.
Yeah, Spence and Crawford are going to have to wait.
Yeah.
You can run Spence and Thurman, by the way, in the meantime.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad Thurman's injury is, right?
Yeah.
Who knows with him? But you can run that in the meantime. What you do with Crawford, I don't know. It's been a long time out of the ring for him.
Yeah,
they had that rumored Chris Eubank fight, which I guess wasn't real, which makes sense because Bo Mack trains both of them, but that's a good fight.
It is. I don't know, man. I just feel like Crawford just can't stay idle for too long. I don't want to see him stay idle like this.
Yeah, but these guys are going to have to rematch.
Yeah.
You know? And Spence shouldn't fight Crawford again. That's not a good idea.
No.
So Spence, Sam Thurman, Crawford, I didn't mind the Eubank fight. I don't know. Who else? Danny Garcia? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got free will right now, and he's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of people are going to want to watch him after the last performance, obviously.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully something good shake out.
Yeah, or at least going to keep him busy, you know,
right,
before the winner of Sue versus Fandora.
Mm-hmm.
Which I, you know, we'll see. I don't know. It's interesting. The cut sucks. The way it played out, just for the current landscape, because it's just going to tie up more time. But it's going to be a great fight.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
But I mean, it was a great fight, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. UFC 300. We're 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Long build. Worst poster ever. Why aren't the fighters on the poster?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is it just gold to UFC 300? Did you have input on this?
No, I didn't even see the poster. I didn't even see it.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Rashad, there's no fighter on it. It just says UFC 300 and it's gold and it says UFC 300 in white. That's the poster. That's the official fight poster.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see
Pereira's that. Pereira's not on it. No one's on it.
That's tough.
No Oliveira.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I
mean, as a fighter, you live to have your face on the poster. That's everything.
No, not anymore, right?
Damn.
There's no more stars.
That's
there
tough.
Isn't. I mean, Conor, if he ever fights again.
You have 12 champions, former champions, present champions that are fighting on this card.
Yeah.
You would think that would be like.
Well, half the goddamn former champions are fighting behind Bo Nickel against Cody Brundridge. Bo Nickel is the biggest favorite in UFC history.
Yeah.
He's -2400.
Yeah.
We couldn't get him a more competitive fight?
Right, I know.
On the UFC 300 main card?
Yeah, I know.
I don't get it.
Well, I mean, listen.
He's the opener.
I necessarily don't like the way that you know, Bo has been slow played. I think that Bo, there's a good time to slow play him, but after seeing what he has, I think you can definitely, you know, up the competition.
Yeah,
I feel like he's a contender.
Way more than Cody Brundtland. Yeah. No offense.
Yeah,
but you've got him above Aljo and above Jiří.
Yeah,
at least put him with a live opponent.
Yeah,
and make people question. You know.
Right, I agree.
I don't know. I really don't get it.
Yeah,
it beats me. I'm most excited for the Oliveira Sarukian fight.
Yeah, that fight's gonna be crazy. And even thinking about that fight, my mind has jumped back and forth between who I feel. But, you know, thinking about that matchup, you know, you got that nasty style of Oliveira, who's
sure.
So efficient, so nasty, and does use those eight limbs of combat in MMA so well, with the nasty elbows. And, you know, whether he's standing up or whether he's on his back, he's dangerous everywhere. And I just don't see a safety spot for Armin Sarukian. Like, I feel like Sarukian can definitely out-wrestle him, but I feel on the feet, Sarukian has his vulnerability to some longer punches that Charles Oliveira are really good at.
Yeah, this is a great matchup. Yeah. And Sarukian can absolutely hurt him on the feet.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he can.
He's tough.
It's a great fight. Yeah. That, man, I don't want to say it should be the main event, but at least the co-main event, you know? I guess the co-main event's the Wei Li fight. No one cares about that.
I think she's going to smash Shauna.
She's going to smash her on the ground. She has no ground game.
Yeah, she's going to smash her.
I like that fight in China.
Yeah.
It would have been dope to see that atmosphere. UFC 300, what are we doing? Yeah. I think they, bungled everything around this card. I don't like the way they've listed everything. I don't like the main event. I don't like the opener. I don't like the poster.
You don't like none of it.
I don't like none of it.
Yeah.
Terrible. Cool. It doesn't compare to UFC 200. I like that Jim Miller's on the card. That's the best I can say.
Well, you can't compare it to UFC 200 because of the fact that, like, it's a different time and era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a worse era.
Well,
thanks, Dana.
It's a different time and era.
We don't build stars, and we don't even have posters with the fighters on them. Like, how are they supposed to build themselves up?
It's a different time and era. So with this different time and era, these are the stars of today.
Who?
We got Jamal Hill. We got Alex Pereira.
Great fighters.
Who by the chance, is on a record-setting pace of doing something.
Yeah, I mean, Pereira against Izzy, main event status. You know what I mean? Pereira against Aspinall, they said that would have been crazy.
But don't sleep on Jamal Hill, though, man. Listen,
he's coming off a torn Achilles. How can you recover that fast?
That's the thing about it.
That's why I'm sleeping on him.
I know.
I don't see a way this doesn't end badly. I think a lot of people are picking. I think he might be favored.
Jamal is?
Yeah, a lot of people are picking Jamal. I'm in the minority here.
Here's the thing. I think when it comes to the striking, you have Pereira, who's phenomenal, right? And he's very good at clocking his opponents and taking note and making those adjustments and then implementing those adjustments right away, right? His turnaround doing it is very quick. You've seen it with Strickland and you've seen it with Izzy. He clocks you fast.
Sure.
But I think the problem with that is he will be able to clock Jamal, but Jamal is so awkward. He throws punches at odd angles, and he has, like, some power. He got crazy power.
He's got great power.
Yeah, he's got crazy power. So I feel that could give Pereira a bit trouble. And it's not so much of a, like, oh, he's going to smash him type thing because.
I mean, both of those things also apply to Jiří.
Yeah.
Who Pereira's knocked out.
But Jiří don't got that power like that, though. Not like Jamal Hill.
Maybe not quite as much.
Yeah, but Jiří did have the awkwardness.
He's got power. I don't know. I think he's being rushed because they need a main event, and I don't think he's gonna be ready off a torn Achilles. It doesn't make sense scientifically, unless I guess we have USADA lifted. Unless he's going heavy. I don't know.
I don't know, but what I've seen just from him moving around. He can bounce.
He's not super young.
He can bounce, though. He can still
bounce.
He's not
super in shape. I don't know. He can still move. He's got a little belly. I don't know. I guess he can bounce.
He can bounce.
You don't want to get caught by him.
No, you don't.
You don't. He's got real power.
Hey, I would tell you this. I seen him at the PI, And I was surprised at how good of shape he was. I was surprised at, you know, you see somebody grab him, how dense and strong he felt. Yeah. He felt like he was working in the gym. So I was like, okay, he looked like he might be doing something, man.
You just walked up to Jamal and grabbed him?
Always. I was like, hey, what's up? You always got to feel him out. Hey, young man, you know, just let you know what you're dealing with. Yeah. Just in case something transpires.
Yeah. In a friendly way.
Yeah.
Not just like a Diddy way.
No Diddy. No Diddy, buddy.
I'm Mr. Zach. That's Trickle Shot Evans. You just watched the fight, guys.